This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Night Market is a free event that has been hosted at Manson's Hall on select Saturday evenings over the past year. But this past weekend, the Night Market saw a substantial turnout, being described as hundreds of people in attendance. I caught up with organizer Tammy Collingwood to find out how this event is impacting the local community.
I have been hearing that the night market was a huge turnout. Can you paint a picture for me? What was the scene at the night market this weekend?
Oh, I organized it, but I was vending, but it just seemed like there was so many people and people that I've never seen before, which is awesome because one of the things I wanted to do with the night markets is just draw more people out.
So in the past, before this big turnout this past weekend, how many people did you usually see on average at the night markets that you hosted last spring?
I would say probably 100 at the first one. I'd say probably 80 at the second one. And then I'd say 200 at this one. And I suspected that we have the Friday market during the day, which is awesome, but a lot of people can't make it during the day in the weekday. And so having something on the weekend and in the evening just seems a lot more people would be able to participate. Carrie or Sunflower Foods, they made 100 meals and she sold out rather quickly. So that's where we thought we had at least 100 people with the vendors on top of that and everyone else. And it was just pretty busy the whole time. It slowed down around 8 o'clock and we packed up a little bit early. And that seems to be what happened last year as well. I decided to add artisans and local small crafters because I thought it would be another opportunity to try and support small crafters on Cortez.
You said that maybe one of the reasons that you saw a bigger turnout this past weekend was because of your methods of promotion. So what did you do differently than last spring?
I started, I named our markets the Cortez Night Market, and I started a Facebook page and an Instagram page. And then I asked vendors to send me images of some of the things they would be selling. And I created videos and reels and posted them. And I emailed every single person that I knew on the island or whose email address I had for some reason. I emailed them. And yeah, so I just really, really tried to put it out there a lot. And yeah, and so we have our own page. It's called Cortez Island Night Markets.
You're only doing this in the off season, so not peak summer season when we're seeing quite a lot of people moving through. Is that right?
So far, and mostly that's because I'm just so busy in the summer. I think a lot about just small artisans and crafters on Cortez and how we have this huge boom in the summer. And then the rest of the time is this low season. And so how can we create more opportunities to help support small crafters and artisans in the low season? So it's not such a big, crazy boom and then nothing for 8 months.
Speaking to that, for vendors and local artisans to continue to move their product through the slower seasons, there's no admission and you're seeing a lot of people show up. So with that 8 months a year of not a lot going on, is this become a social opportunity for locals?
Yeah, I think that's mostly what it was. There was people outside hanging out, talking, and a lot of people just coming and hanging out, having a meal together. It's an affordable meal. It's not fancy, but it's delicious. And yeah, I think that's one of the main reasons people come out, to socialize and have a nice time and see everyone and come together as a community.
And what is the demographic of people that you're seeing turn out for this event?
Just families, all ages. I really feel like it's such a broad spectrum of demographic. There was a lot of people from off island, visitors.
When was the last night market? When did you stop doing them?
I feel like it was in April because I was away. We're going to try and do one monthly now. And I have booked the Manson's Hall all the way through until March. So I like to have them on a Saturday night. And I think one of the big draws is also just having somewhere to go eat in the evening. I think really people really like to have somewhere to go out to. Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically dinner service being really just Hollyhock. The price point is very different from Hollyhock.
Our first one was super busy. And then our second one was a little bit slower. I feel like because I was away, I didn't really have enough time to really advertise it the way that I would have wanted to and just to get the word out there as much as I wanted to. And I think it really helps to do that, to just really remind people constantly that there's something happening, that they should come.
Is there anything else you want to share more specifically about the feedback, like why people liked it so much?
So yeah, people just were really happy to have something to do. They really enjoyed the food. People were saying, oh, the tacos were delicious. The food was amazing. They really enjoy just the coming together of community. The vendors are really happy to have a place to shed their things that someone else is going to treasure.
So this is the third one. Do you have a date for the next night market?
Yeah. So our next one is going to be October 21st. And then we're going to have another one on November 18th. And unless something, those dates I've booked, if something happens, we can always change the dates, but that's what we planned for. And then I also have the hall booked on December 23rd. And so I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but I think it would be really cool to do like an upcycle your holiday market, just in the spirit of reusing. And there's a lot of waste and buying of new things. And then there's also a lot of people who are here for the holidays who might miss out on the earlier markets. The Manson's holiday market, I believe, is happening on the 9th, and the Winter Bazaar is happening on the 2nd. So there's a whole big gap in between there where some things can happen. It was booked for the 16th, so I booked it for the 23rd. And it's just a couple of days before there's the holiday. But I figured maybe we'll do something fun and festive.
Community member Sarah Stewart also commented on her night market experience.
People are desperate for food, right? Look at the night market. Okay. Sunflower food truck sold out. I got there, yeah. It started at 5. I was in their line at 5:45 and they were sold out of desserts. So yeah, it's great. It was a totally different crowd. It was so busy. It's great. Yeah, it was good. I'm just like, I was happy there was tacos.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.